Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I talked with Sarah Kessinger from the Marysville Advocate to talk about the 140th year of the Advocate being in business.
Well, I would say it's a challenging time for newspapers overall, worldwide, simply because of the competition with the internet. And so if any newspaper reaches 130, 140, 150 years, it's something to celebrate, I guess.
The Advocate stayed a staple in the community because of the community.
Well, it's the community that's enabled that. We're just lucky, I feel like, to live in such a community. And I always tell people the newspaper is a reflection of this county community. We do our best to cover the entire county. And it's just, we just come across amazing story after amazing story about what people are doing here, the things that happen, that the goals that people set and reach and overcome, the challenges they overcome. Of course, we have wonderful sports teams, which are fun to cover and in our high schools. And we have great activities in all of our high schools that the young people in this county are so invigorating to cover and to read about, I think. And so people pick up the paper because, again, we try to help reflect what's going on in the county. It's a great place to live. And so that has always been, you know, a good thing for a newspaper and I think a radio station to survive in and thrive in.
The Advocate had to obviously adapt to technology.
Well, yeah, technology has been a constant change and it seems to have sped up in the last few decades. I've lived through all the technology, of the modern era changes, starting out learning to report on a typewriter and quickly moving over to computers and then the production side of the newspaper, taking what we write and edit and moving it onto the page has changed from paper product to now we do all of our pages on computer, which we've done for several years now, but all those changes. And then now having to maintain and stock a website with local news and local information, as well as running a newspaper. So it's the print product and the website that we have to pay a lot of attention to. And that kind of doubles the work in some ways, just making sure that we're covering our bases there because readers are transitioning more to digital and especially young ones. And we want to keep young people engaged in the community.
The community support played a role in the Advocate's success.
Well, our advertisers and our readers are why we're here. They, you know, that just picking up the paper, buying it or subscribing to it, and then advertising in it or bringing your event, if you have one, and letting us know about it and giving us information and photos, all of that is that makes, you know, makes our job so much easier. We want, again, to be a reflection of the community and we want to let people know how important it is to be involved in the community.
Sarah might think there's a chance for the Advocate to survive in the future.
I think, again, you know, we reflect the community and the community has a really viable, strong future. And so we've got to continue to help record that again for posterity so that 50 years down the road, when people are looking back, they have a record of what happened and how we tried to make this, you know, a better place and how we did that as a community and as a county. So I think those types of efforts will continue as we, you know, move forward. Will the newspaper survive another 140 years? I don't know. It will be a different format for sure.
I would like to thank Sarah Kessinger for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.